Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
What's up?
And today we have our first podcast episode of 2023. Hit the applause.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Woo! We're back, baby. We're back. Hell yeah.
I have to cut it short because it's like 30 seconds long.
Oh.
Cheers for 30 seconds.
You should have just held it out there. Just see.
We're just like.
Just taking it in. But yes, we have a banger here. We have some banger movies here to review to start the year off. We got Avatar 2, The Way of Water. We got Puss in Boots 2, The Last Wish. And we got The Menu. And then we got a little, you know, a little something after, you know, as usual. But first, we're going to start off with a good one. We're going to start off with Avatar, the second one. And not the little bald boy, but the blue people. So, Alardo, you enjoyed this movie a lot. So give me your thoughts.
I did. I thought it was amazing. I don't know.
What else?
You hyped me up, and I was like, well, I got to use a word to match the setup. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked how, I don't know, it's not like anything that's been out, like, recently, you know? It feels epic. I like the length, the 3 hours, just being there for 3 hours. I like the world. I do like the characters, and a lot of people don't like the characters. And then the last hour, just straight, like, a sequence of just straight action. It's so good. Yeah, I loved it.
Well, we were saying, I watched this in the theater with Alardo, and it's a movie. Like, as Harry Styles said, it's a movie. It is unique. I like it. You know, the special effects hype is super justified. Super cool. Yeah. Looks really real. But, yeah, I think the characters are fine. I think the kids are kind of annoying. Actually, I think when I came out of the theater, I was like, yeah, the theater, the kids kind of kept this from being, like, the perfect movie. But that's okay. You know, we're used to it. Kids are annoying. But, yeah, overall, I thought it was solid. I think the real mystery, like, well, is it a mystery how it makes so much money? Like,
people just, yeah, I don't know.
On the surface,
it's just something like, people want to see. People just want to see blue people, bro.
That's such a weird.
Like, really, it's really well made, though. Like, yeah. There's a lot of. When I say emotion, I just don't mean the sad stuff. But it's like the crazy moments, and you know, like the fun stuff too. Is like, yeah, there's a lot of that. Like, movies don't really do that.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say.
Sort of. Yeah. And like, okay, so he's building an entire world, right? And a lot of people, I think, don't like the world building aspect of it because it's like, ugh, like that's. Because you're saying you like sitting there for 3 hours, and a lot of people like I talked to are like, no, it's too long. Like, what is this? Like, but it's such a unique way to put together watch a movie. Yeah, exactly. So, I think it's great.
See, I thought it should have been longer.
Yeah, you. What were you like, telling me in the car?
One of my major criticisms was that beginning part is like just dumps this like info on you, and I was like, I guarantee James Cameron wanted that to be like another hour. But then, like, his producers or whatever is like, bro, like, come on. we can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it worked out, though. It is a lot of information, but, like, they did the best they could there.
Yeah, and it didn't feel like it was too much, like an information dump. It didn't feel like an information dump.
It's explaining it to you, and it's like, oh, this is what happened. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, but it wasn't in, like, a shitty movie kind of way where they're just, like, explaining it super. Awkwardly and stuff.
Like stupid.
It was smooth. It didn't feel like it was that long, and we got through it. We got all the info we needed, and we could watch the rest of the movie, which was great. I don't really know how to handle like the cast and the actors because like they're good, but like I don't know, their acting wasn't like really a factor. I guess like they could have played not that good, but it would still be a good movie because of all the special effects. Or do you disagree?
I think their acting was good. I think a lot of it, it's tough. Like, they have to feel like a family still yet. Like, they have to have that chemistry. And then, yeah, towards the end of the movie, something happens, and one of the actors has to like bring it, or like the movie can fail there, you know, but they brought it.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, at that part, but, that the way they did that part, I think I'll say, like, usually people, it could have been a more long dramatic moment where it's like, and it's easy to mess up, but I liked the sudden like finish of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, all right then. So that was cool. Now, do I want 3 or 4 more movies of this? I don't know, to be honest. Yeah. Okay.
I get the feeling like even though it was this crazy huge epic thing, like in the long, like the grand scheme of things, how you like that phrase?
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Like not much happened. They just moved to a new place. The humans attacked a little bit, but it wasn't even like a big army or anything. It was just like this small whaling group. And they fought them off, and that was it. Yeah, come back next time. But like nothing even like too major happened, other than that thing at the end. But yeah. So like, I feel like we're just getting started, honestly. Even though this was a huge crazy movie.
Yeah. So like, when do you know when the next one's supposed to come out? Like,
what, yes,
3 years from now.
Next year.
Oh really?
24.
Oh cool. Yeah. Wait, what's the deal with that? Like, did they get a head start on it or something, or?
Oh, they filmed this one and that one back to back.
I see. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And then they're like, let's wait, see if they make money, and then we'll make more. And they made money, then they're making more. I'm pretty sure.
Holy crap. Okay. Well, overall, what would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 4. The highest 4 you can ever give a 4, which is 4.
Just say 4.5. I'll go 3.5. But it's amazing how much money this movie's made for 3.5 or a 4 movie. Like,
it is crazy.
Isn't it weird how it's like that? Like, a complete masterpiece would like make less money than this movie. Like, guaranteed.
Probably.
Like,
it is crazy. What is it about this movie?
I don't know. We keep saying like, oh, it's the boomers, but like, I don't know, man. Somebody needs to explain it.
James Cameron, he got something.
That's another thing. James Cameron, you need to relax, bro, all right? Like, I get it. If I made Avatar, I would be full of myself too, but you know, at least try.
That too, don't forget about that.
Titanic, overrated, by the way, but.
Still made $2 billion, that's.
I know.
That's the thing, though.
So, okay, so I get it. He's got the numbers. You know, I would be a little full of myself too, but at least try to be humble. You know, it's really hard to like your movies when you just flaunt yourself all
There's
the
no
time.
Way.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. How about be humble for a second? So, yeah, that's my thoughts on it. James Cameron, have some humble pie, brother. Yeah. All right, perfect. On that note, let's move to the next movie. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
The Last Wish.
What were your thoughts on this movie?
Okay, I'm gonna come clean.
You didn't like it,
huh? You're very excited, so I didn't want to rain on your parade.
No. Let me have it.
I thought it was just okay. I did like it. It was good. But I know it's just, yeah, that's the thing, though, is, like, people are gonna be like, it's just a DreamWorks movie, it's just a kid's, you know, it's, I can expect a little more, you know, like.
No, okay, go.
So the theme of, like, life and death, right?
Right.
Me, personally, I wanted that to be, like, throughout the entire movie.
And, okay.
You know, it did, so, and that's the reason, though, because it didn't affect me as much as I thought it would. But I do like that they're trying to, like, put that across to like, families, you know? Like this is something that we can, like, it, compared to other, like, family-friendly movies, this movie does go, like, deeper than the other ones that try to do it. And I like that a lot. But I feel like they should have made all the characters, like, revolve around that, too. But we have Goldilocks, which is, like, it's about family. And then Perito is also about, like, finding, like, his place. I feel like it should have been throughout the whole thing, and then it would have like felt like, oh, it all like comes together. Even like what's his name, the Big Jack Horner.
Oh, yeah.
Even him, like, his thing could have been, like, that, like, changes the whole, like, thing, though. But, like, yeah, that's just my thing, is, like, I want that, all of it to, like, mix well together like that. But I did like the humor. It was really funny. Yeah, when they first, Goldilocks first showed up, and they're doing that stupid thing. This one's too small. I was like, oh, my gosh, dude, this is so genius. It's so funny. But, yeah, with the characters that we do have, I like all of them. All of them are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the story of, like, it's all these characters, and they're trying to get to this spot. And it's like, and not here's your movie, you know? Like, this is what you're going to watch. And I like that a lot. And the first impression is really good, too. Like, that whole fight scene at the start was really good.
Oh, yeah, super good. Okay.
All the fight scenes are pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like the way they animated it. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Okay. What makes this movie, though, is the villain. Or the villain, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's so cool. Like, literally on-screen chills. By the way, like we were saying earlier, I don't think it's a kid's movie either. It's like, what were we saying? The medium or... It was in my head all week.
Guillermo del Toro said it. He said, animation is not a genre. It's a medium.
He was spitting. Mm-hmm. It's a medium, bro. You don't have to discard it or look down on it because it's animated, bro. It's a good movie. Yeah. It's a good story, all right? So, with that being said, this movie is a masterpiece. A masterpiece, I tell you. All right. So, okay. I can't even get my thoughts together because I'm so, like, this movie is so hype. Like you said, though, it was, like, so funny. It was, like, one of the funniest movies I think I've seen in a while. And like you said, I love the way they twisted all, like, the fairy tales with Big Jack Horner. And then Jiminy Cricket. Dude, so good.
Yeah, that was really funny.
And I think with the family stuff or the theme, like, life and death. Or I was trying to think, like, I think because of, like, the nature of Puss in Boots, like, how he is before this, like, epiphany, it's hard to, like,
tie it all in.
Yeah, because he's so, like, different. I don't know. That was just my thoughts on that. But it makes sense what you're saying. It would have been better if they could have done that. I like that Big Jack Horner is just, like, he's literally just a bad person. Like,
he's just an awful person.
Yeah. There's no, like, underlying, like, oh, his family. He's trying to get the wish.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's better that way. It's so funny. The Goldilocks part is so good. Bringing back Kitty Softpaws was good. Because in the beginning, too, I was like, oh, where is she, right? I can't remember exactly what happened. But I was like, oh, I like that character. And then she shows up. So it's cool. Spoiler, kind of. But yeah, what really makes this movie is the villain that's chasing him. Because every scene that the Lobo is on screen is... You can't... Show-stopping, bro. Show-stopping.
Dude, I went on that trip recently, and we're like, walking throughout the high school over there, and somebody was doing the whistle, and I was like, bro. Like,
wow.
Quit it. Like, that's so... Kind of mess with people.
That's so good. I should learn that whistle.
Yeah, but I heard it, and I was like, whoa. I looked at all the exits.
Dude, that's so good. But yeah, that the last fight scene, with the Ring of Fire, oh my god, perfect. That's where the climax of the movie happens. He has an epiphany. They fight, and it's, oh my god, it's a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Man. And then, like, it might not have lasted the whole movie, but the message I enjoyed. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. I think that's the way to get me to like a movie, though. Like, the villain. Like, all my favorite movies, I've good loved villain. The villain.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. That's important. But overall, masterpiece. Have to watch it. Don't be held back. That's the main message here. Don't look down on it because it's an animated movie. Watch it. All right? Don't knock it till you try it. It's like, oh, it's a kid's movie. No, it's an animated movie. Anyway, what would you
That's
give
also
it?
One thing. Oh, sorry. I was like, they could have changed. If this whole thing was, like, about Puss in Boots, like, wanting another chance. Or not wanting another chance, but, like, one of the reasons he wants to keep going, though, is Perito, right?
Yeah.
So, like, why'd they make him meet him, like, on the last day he's, like, there at that place? Like, why didn't, if he was there for, like, a while because he grows a beard, Why didn't he just meet him from the get-go, you know? But that's just a small thing. It's like not even that like major.
That's a good point, though. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
If I did have to be a 3.5, well, I'd give it a 3.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's probably a 4, but...
Oh,
It just didn't affect me as much. Even now, I'm just like, I don't even, like, remember all that much.
Damn. Yeah, all right, I respect. Yeah. Bro, my whole TikTok is all clips of the movie. I watched it twice. So, I love this movie. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. It was a 5 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
Woo. Yeah, we don't give 5s often here, so.
We don't.
Go check it out. Okay. Lastly, third movie on the menu is The Menu.
Nice.
Starring... I got you. Oh, thank you. So, this was on HBO. Or I watched it on HBO, but it was in theaters for a bit, right? I feel like it was in and out of theaters really quick, but what were your thoughts there?
I thought it was just okay.
It was a good streaming movie.
I really like the concept, though. The concept was really interesting. The best concepts to me are, like, when you watch it and then you go at the end, you're like, why has this never been made before? You know, like, nope. Like it's such a, like, simple thing. And so I think the concept is, you know, rich people go to this place and they, you know, get freaking humiliated and destroyed pretty much. But yeah, it's like, why has, like, nobody been, like, it's perfect. Like, it's so good. Like, the premise is so good. But I feel like it could have been better. Like, it could have been elevated. Like, they had a good script.
Yeah.
But it could have been elevated to another level.
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like the main characters weren't as strong as they could be. The performances were good, though. But yeah.
Yeah, I think the cast did a good job with it. But, yeah. Sorry, what were we going to say?
Even the chef, Voldemort.
Oh yeah, Voldemort. Yeah, that's all I was thinking the whole movie. I was like, oh, that's Voldemort. But yeah, I think the cast is a strong point. But I pretty much agree with you. Like, they could have probably done more with it, I think, because it was like a perfect like streaming movie, just going on HBO, and that was a nice little entertaining 90 minutes or whatever. But I think it's because, how do I say it? So, it's just so like, what the hell is happening? That it's like hard to get like a message across, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was too confused.
It's so like the things happening that is, like, it's so absurd and all that.
Is, yeah.
Like, it's too much where it's like, okay, like. What do you want?
What are you trying to tell me? Like, what's happening? But I think the investor part was like, huh? Like, whoa. That was where it gets like crazy. So that was cool. And then the little knife fight with the weird server girl. That was another highlight for me. And then the guy that she's with, that she comes with, his ending.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was like. I laughed at him a lot.
I couldn't hear the start, so I was like, I wasn't too sure of their relationship. But then as the movie went on, I was like, why are they together? And then okay.
I already seen memes of the cook. He's like, no, I can't. He's like, cook.
Cook, yeah.
I think it was good. And then I read something on Twitter. I don't know. I didn't verify it, but apparently it was supposed to be Emma Stone originally, and then they recast it.
Even the director changed. If they had that original director, I feel like it would have been crazy. Do you remember Election? Did I watch that with you?
Yeah, I watched
Election. It's that director, and he does satire like that. Like,
do you know like what happened? Like,
I think he just got busy. He had to do something else.
Damn.
Yeah.
But. A lot of people were like, oh, Emma Stone would have been, like, better. But I don't know. I don't think
I feel like
it would have mattered that much.
It's the script,
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, it was a nice little watch. What would you give it out of 5?
It's a 3. I like the concept. I feel like it could be better though. That's why I was like, Puss in Boots is probably a 4, because I did like Puss in Boots more.
Yeah, that's giving them the same grade is crazy, bro.
That's why we do halves, but I don't, you know.
Oh my, just give it a 4, please.
Oh yeah, but that's what I've been saying. Like, that's what I mean though by Avatar is like, you feel the emotion. Like, you can feel yourself getting amped up before like something crazy is about to happen. This movie doesn't really have that. It's just here crazy shit happens, you know.
Yeah.
It's like there's no. I feel like when there should be tension, it's like not there isn't.
Really. Yeah, the setup wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. So I'll give it.
It's just 3. In your face. Like it's yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3-2. So, yeah. Watch it if you like. It's on HBO. If you have HBO, it's free.
I mean, yeah. I do like that it's an original movie. That's good. And it did make money when it was still in theaters, though. So it's like, that's what we want, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Original movies.
It's a movie.
A movie. Go to the theater. You watch it.
You watch it. And then it's just a movie. All right. So now, moving on. That's all the movies we have for today. We're reviewing. We haven't done a show in a while, huh? I think there's some shows coming up, though. Like, The Last of Us just premiered. Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that.
Season 3 is coming up.
Yes, I saw a trailer for that, too. I'm excited for that. So we'll be reviewing those soon. But for now... Oh. I was going to burp, but it didn't come out.
I mean, I heard it. I heard something.
Oh, you heard it? Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to try the overrated, underrated game. So, basically... I found this list of movies that this IMDb person said are overrated or underrated, and we're just gonna say if we think they're overrated or underrated. All right. I didn't tell you these movies beforehand, so.
No, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay, I was gonna say maybe I should have double checked that you watched all of them, but I just assumed that you did. Nice, that was a good one.
Oh my gosh, I'm burping so much actually.
It's okay. It's a good one. Okay, so to start off, 500 Days of Summer, overrated or underrated? Now this is from the general public what we think perception is like. Is it above that or below that?
I feel like it was what's the middle one called? I know that's a word.
Like, properly rated? I don't know.
I feel like it's properly rated.
You think it's properly?
I think 500 Days of Summer. Yeah.
But why?
I don't see anybody talking smack about it, and I don't know why you would. It's just it's a good movie.
That's true. It's a nice little movie. I think...
I could see somebody say it's overrated, though. But, like, I don't think so. I think it's a good movie.
Yeah. I think the fact that people... Like, it's still watchable, like, now, I think kind of says something. But I think you're right. Yeah. It's, like, properly rated. I don't think anyone's really trashing it. In this article, I think he's saying it's a little overrated. But this guy's kind of a hater, low-key, this IMDb guy.
Ooh. Maybe because of the whole thing with the girl that everybody's, like, is she a villain or what?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. He just said it's not the greatest thing ever. I think he's just being a hipster. Or, you know what I mean. Okay.
Does it have to be?
Huh?
Does it have to be the greatest thing ever?
No, man, it just has to be a solid piece of art. Anyway.
There you go.
All right. You just told me you didn't watch Minority Report, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll skip that one. Inception.
See, there comes a point. I do this to you. Or a movie, like, it hits the conversation where it's, like, so overrated, where it becomes, like, no, yeah, it's underrated.
What? No, I don't know what you're saying.
What's an example? I did that to a movie. I think it was Frozen. It's Frozen, so... where, like, everybody is like, people are like, oh, overrated, to the point where it's like, oh, no, yeah, you can say it's underrated.
Oh, okay, I get it. Overrated. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I feel like Inception could be one of the, well, that's another movie where people don't really talk shit about it, so.
Yeah.
It's just the ending you don't like, right?
No, I do like, well, okay, no, I don't like the ending, but I like the movie. I think it's a little... underrated, because I think, or in my people that I've talked to, like, which is not a lot of people, fair, but like, I feel like a lot of people are just like, oh, it's too confusing, so it's stupid, like, I gave up on it. But like, if you actually like thought about it a little bit, like, it's a good,
it's not that confusing,
but yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, I people mean, don't I, give yeah. it a chance, you know. It's a little confusing, but
that's not a good argument. Yeah, a little underrated is like,
yeah. I'm leaning underrated there.
I'll say properly rated. I'll say slightly overrated to counter you.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, fine. But don't do the thing where you say everything is properly rated, all right? We need some hot takes on here. We're never going to make it.
I know.
Okay. Oh, this is a good... I put this on here on purpose. Interstellar. Okay.
Whoa. See, for the longest time, I was in the overrated camp. But, yeah. I forget when I rewatched it, but it was... I think it was like a year or two ago, and I was like, it's probably one of my favorite, probably is my favorite Nolan.
Wow.
Yeah. I liked it a lot, yeah. He allowed himself to be cheesy for once, and then now people are like, you're stupid.
I think it's overrated. You said underrated? I think it's overrated. I think people like it more than it deserves. It's probably my least favorite Nolan movie, which kind of says something, but yeah, it didn't really stick with me that much. Like, I don't even know if I'd want to watch it again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm going overrated. All right. Avatar 1. I think purely because of the amount of money it made, it has to be overrated.
I don't know.
Well, okay.
I think it's overrated.
You think it's overrated?
No way. There is nothing like it. Like, the way James Cameron makes his movies is like so like different from everything else.
But why can't he make the story like that?
I mean, it's not like it's bad. It's
no, just yeah, it's not.
Something, yeah. That's the thing. Like, I think he does that. Like, there's a story that's like that you've seen before because it works. You know, it's not like crazy or anything because like everything else elevates it, I guess. Mm. I'll say it's overrated. I guess. I mean, I like it though. Hey. I'm so mixed up. I get it. Yeah, I think it's underrated because it gets a lot of shit. But I get the idea, like, if it being overrated because it's like, it's nothing crazy though either. It's different, but it's nothing like it'll change your life.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay, we got him to say overrated. We won. All right. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I haven't watched that in so long, so I watched it when I was a kid, so I have no idea. It's not a kid movie.
you watched that when you were a kid? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. No, I thought we watched it together. Maybe you forgot, but
did we?
I'm pretty sure we watched it together because I wouldn't have watched that alone. But
I probably forgot.
I was gonna say, I just wanted to say it was overrated.
Wow.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah, at the time, I remember it being like, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty... People really liked that movie, but I think it's kind of overrated.
Like, it came out when, like, people, like, loved R-rated, like, raunchy comedies.
Yeah. So,
like, that was, like, around the time it came out, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, didn't really stand the test of time, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
All right, now The Incredibles.
What?
Yeah, you know what? You know what's crazy? This guy said it's overrated.
Why?
He said an
explanation.
Okay, wait. Let me find it. But give your take.
That's literally like psychotic. If you think The Incredibles is overrated, there's no way.
On behalf of IMDb, he said it's overrated, bro.
So everybody at IMDb agrees.
Apparently, I don't know. He just said, overrated. I seriously don't understand why this movie was so popular.
Wow.
He probably looks down on animated movies. I think that's what it is.
That might be it.
Because it's so easy to just dismiss it and be like, it's a kid's movie, you know? That's another one. Mm-hmm. It's the medium. It's not a genre.
It's not a genre.
All right.
Still, yeah. animation is another way to tell a story.
Yep.
It's not like you don't put it in one box like horror.
Yeah. So naturally we have to say, well, I think it's properly rated if we're gonna properly rated. I'll go properly rated on that one. Okay. Sorry, I lost my list. Oh, Inglourious Basterds.
I feel like it's... Ooh, this is a good one to compare to his other movies. Like, a lot of people argue over his best movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of Tarantino stands, huh? I think this is my favorite movie of his. But I also haven't seen, all his movies. It is mine. But...
The only one I didn't watch is Jackie Brown.
There's a lot I didn't watch, so I won't list them all. But, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it's a touch overrated, or what do you think?
I think it's no. What do people compare it to?
It's pretty.
What's unique. A better movie than *Inglourious Basterds*? Like of his. I can see somebody saying *Pulp Fiction*. *Once Upon a Time in Hollywood*, though, a lot of people think that's his best movie.
I would not say that. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. I guess I get it, because like if you look at his whole career, that is like a good like that's everything in his that he's done in one movie, you know. So I can see that. Yeah. But I like Inglourious Basterds the most, I think.
I think it. Well, how about we just say it's properly rated?
All right.
Because the Tarantino people are gonna be like underrated, but he has a lot of haters. Yeah. I feel like. For a director, or is that just me? You don't think so?
I not hater. They don't hate his movies. It's just it's him. they like to make fun of him.
I feel yeah. Okay, I'm with you. He's like a sort of like James Cameron, and then like you know James Cameron. Did I call him James Cameron?
James Cameron.
That's pretty funny, but yeah, I think okay. Let's just say properly rated. How about that? Okay, Avatar 2.
Wow. Well, right now I'm admin underrated because...
Wow!
Nobody... All I see are insults on this movie.
That's you know? True. There's a lot... You know what? I think it's James Cameron's fault because he is so... He is... Every time I see this man, he's like, oh, I'm going to make the greatest movies. I'm making another one. And it's going to be awesome. Like, oh, it's so impossible to be like, yes, go James Cameron. He's like... Blech. Just because of him. But anyway, I think it's a little underrated too. I think James Cameron and the money that it's making makes it super easy to hate on, and I think it's getting hated on. So I'm gonna say underrated. Even though I myself, Evan, am an Avatar hater. okay, last one. Puss in Boots 2.
Wow. I mean, after my review, I feel like I belong in the overrated camp, right?
Oh.
I have to. I literally just said all that shit about it.
Yeah.
I can't be like, oh, it's underrated after saying it needs work.
I knew it was gonna be a banger, but I'm kind of surprised that the amount of people that are enjoying it and
Yeah,
it's kind of having a cultural impact a little bit, I think. Hopefully that's not too hot of a take, but I kind of see a lot. Like you said,
Are talking about it.
Yeah, lot of people are talking about it. And you say you heard somebody do the whistling thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think hard to say underrated, but in my eyes it's underrated, but I think in reality it's properly rated, if that makes sense. I think it's a beautiful animated movie.
I also think it's properly rated. It's just my personal opinion. It could have been better.
Yeah. Okay, we're on the same wavelength, yeah. Just opposite sides. Okay, I can live with that. All right, that's the whole list I had. How did you feel about that? I had fun there.
Yeah.
I like judging other people's judging.
judgments.
Yeah, other people's judgments. Anyways, that's gonna do it for us today. In this first episode of 2023. Next episode we have House Party, which is the LeBron the LeBron movie. We're gonna watch it. Scarface, we're gonna mix classic in there, and Babylon, the Margot Robbie movie. And yeah, that'll be in 2 weeks. And then I think, oh, we didn't talk about this, but we have to do another Valentine's Day episode, bro, where we watch all the sad movies. Yeah. Or, I mean, not sad. Sad because we're, you know. Anyway. But if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the live show here every other Wednesday night. Also, be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram. That's where we'll post clips and updates about when we're going live. And we also have a YouTube channel with some old video episodes, and we're also going to start posting some YouTube shorts there soon. So be on the lookout for that. All the stuff you can find in our Spotify links and on Anchor. So, yes, go check those out. Any last final thoughts, Alberto?
It's kind of late now. No thoughts.
All right. And on that note, that's going to do it for us on The Mix. See you next time.